candy.
Tell me about it, Stern.
This is the role that shot Olivia Newton-John to international stardom, starring opposite John Travolta as Sandy in Grease. The 1978 film became the biggest grossing musical of the 20th century and was the pinnacle of the British-born Australian singer's career, which had already seen her sell more than 100 million records.
I've never seen this before, but this is a collection of, I'd say, most of my gold and platinum records over the years.
Newton-John went on to win 4 Grammys after Grease, including one for her work on this. It's credited for starting this questionable fashion trend, forever tied to the 80s. Newton-John's work stretched beyond music and the silver screen. She served as Goodwill Ambassador for the United Nations before being diagnosed with breast cancer in 1992. She turned her 30-year battle with the disease into advocacy and philanthropy, founding the Olivia Newton-John Cancer and Wellness Center in Melbourne, Australia. In 2020, she was recognized by the UK's Queen Elizabeth, who appointed her a dame.
What's the one memory that stands out the most from 40 years ago?
Meeting Olivia.
Throughout it all, she remained close with her Grease co-star John Travolta from 40 years earlier.
Yes, I think we had crushes on each other, but we both were seeing other people, but I think that's what made the chemistry work.
After her passing, Travolta writing on Instagram, "My dearest Olivia, yours from the first moment I saw you and forever. You're Danny, you're John." Olivia Newton-John was 73. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.